For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. You know, I was thinking to myself, when I was watching some of that Cal Louisville game, and I'm thinking to myself, man, wouldn't it be awesome to have Sagapolitali here and for him to be able to throw to DeJesus? But I think Jacob DeJesus is gone. I'm pretty sure he's gone because he would be a perfect slot replacement for Antonio Williams. That type of guy. I think he had 15 catches against Louisville. He might have had more. He had the game-winning touchdown catch. I know Louisville couldn't cover him, and that little combo, Sagapolitali loves him. I mean, there are some quarterbacks. There are some freshman quarterbacks. You know, it's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, look, maybe I'm wrong, all right? But I'm assuming that Clemson is going to grab a portal quarterback, and I don't mean, you know, one of these 40-year-olds to carry a clipboard. I mean, I'm talking about a guy to come in here and compete with Vezina and Denson for the job. Now, there are two ways to look at it, okay? And we're getting ahead of ourselves, but that's what we do. You know, you got to think ahead. So there are two ways to look at it. One, you need a bridge guy to get you to Vezina and Denson. That's one way to look at it. And therefore, you know, a one-year guy, that doesn't upset the status quo too much. Or do you just go out and look for a guy who's just good and who has, you know, like 3 years left? Because you have Mestemaker at North Texas. You have Sagapolitali. You got the kid at Pittsburgh. You know, so I think that there are, and that's Heintzel. So you got Heintzel at Pitt, and you got Sagapolitali and Mestemaker at North Texas. I mean, just to name a few. And you got Cutter Bowley at Kentucky, who, again, before we played a game, I warned people. I said it to Kwok off air. I said it to you people on air. I told Kwok, because we were talking about a Kentucky game one week, and I said, I don't know, Kwok. I said, trust me, the new quarterback, Carter Bowley, is going to be the most talented quarterback we've seen at Kentucky in a long time, maybe since Tim Couch. You know, with all due respect to Jared Lorenzen, et cetera. There are guys to be had, and I will be shocked if Clemson does not come away with one of them. I mean, if you're looking for a one-year guy, I think Brown at South Florida would be the one-year guy. I mean, I think he's just incredible. And I think South Florida is going to be in the playoffs, as I've said for weeks. I think they're clearly the best G5 team. I don't really think it's close. I think South Florida is the best G5 team. But we'll see how it plays out. It's a tough league, and they've got to win some, keep winning every single week, or it's not going to be them. Zeke and Jason, is that the right order? Yes. Zeke, how are you, Zeke? Good to have you.
Well, you know, a long time ago, about 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, you told me to be patient that the Carolina's defense would improve.
Yes.
And 9 sacks on Saturday.
Yes.
9 sacks.
Yeah.
This season could have been a 4-game winning streak.
It should be a 4-game winning streak. You know, I don't generally like doing that because, you know, every time somebody says, well, you know, these other two games we were a play away or we could have won, then you can find two other games that you're also a play away from losing. But in North Carolina's case, in those two games, you actually fumbled the ball as you were crossing the goal line.
Yes.
The Cal game.
If not, there's.
Really disturbing.
One conference loss. You have one conference loss.
That's right. That's right. You'd actually be in contention. And the Cal game, and that was at Cal, I mean, and this was at the end of the game, you were literally like a half inch away. I mean, the guy fumbled the ball as he was crossing the goal line to win the game.
Yeah, in Virginia, you did the same thing. You fumbled the ball out of the end zone, and then you came in short. So, but that's okay. I'm like you, Walter. I don't play coulda, shoulda, woulda. But the improvement on the defensive side is just, if you can't acknowledge that, then you're just an unbiased fan.
Yep.
I mean, it's tremendous, the improvement. 9 sacks. I don't care who you're playing, Walt.
How about this, Zeke? I actually wrote about this on Twitter, okay? Bill Belichick, Ramona, you're not going to believe this. Bill Belichick, I'm not making this up. He had a 26-minute press conference in at the 14-minute mark when the thing was over, he volunteered to stay extra time to answer more questions. I thought I was losing my cotton picking mind. I thought I was done. I mean, I'm like, what? And honestly, Ramona, they were mostly real or semi-real answers. He was actually, to like some of the questioners, he said, well, yeah, it's a good question. I don't really know the answer to it yet because I haven't fully dove in.
Explained why he wasn't
going
to tell me.
Right. Now I will say this. I could still see old Bill bubbling up from underneath at times.
Like, and, I shouldn't have done this.
Right, like, like, am I really going to get through another 10 minutes of this, idiots? Like, you know, I could see a little bit of it. But Zeke, I mean, it's a changed Bill Belichick. There's no question. Now, he still sort of looks like he'd like to kill. But you know what? At times, he was smiling. He was actually smiling and answering questions.
Well, he's got a good portal class again. He's got a really good freshman class. He's got a heck of a true will be a redshirt freshman quarterback he could turn to next year. But you know what? I think expectations were too high to start the season.
Yeah.
But, man, a couple of their defensive ends have really understood
Belichick
has really started to figure it out. And I'm gonna that line right now, three straight games, is just wreaking havoc.
Well, and do you know what he said? He said, look, you go back a few games – and, he, you know, he said, I don't know if he was talking about around the time of the Clemson game, but he said, look, we had guys who didn't even know each other. He said, we got guys playing next to each other who really didn't even know each other. And he said, so, you know, in football, you've got to be able to count on knowing, like, the person playing in front of you. If you're talking about defense, you've got to know who they are and what they are and what their tendencies are. And if you don't, then you can't do your job because you're trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do. And so I think North Carolina really had a thinking problem earlier this year, and I think that's starting to resolve itself. So, yeah, there's been a turnabout there, no question. And I think all the people who were sort of yelling for Bill to be gone, I think that's not going to happen, and nor do I think it should.
No, the next three games are all winnable, but they're all losable.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
You got Wake, State, and Duke. Yeah. And, yes, you could lose them all, but you could win them all and find yourself in a bowl game, which is really crazy to think about.
Yeah.
But I like to see the other thing I was
mentioning. Zeke, he was asked about that. He was asked about the bowl game, and he said, I'm just focused on Wake Forest.
You know what? I thought the second half of the Kansas-North Carolina game was probably the best half of basketball I've seen in North Carolina in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I thought it looked like old North Carolina, the size and the length and the ability to guard on the perimeter with that length was evident.
Yeah.
The multiple shooters they have was evident. I think Caleb Wilson is the type of talent North Carolina hadn't had in years.
Yeah.
A long time, a player
like
Caleb.
Well, you know, again, you're talking about a 6'10 guy who's really athletic. He seems to know his limitations. He plays from 15 feet in. He attacks the rim. I mean, basically what he does best, Zeke, is he dunks. I mean, that's what he does best. Most of his baskets are dunks.
Well, and he plays hard, Walt.
Yeah, that's he does. And, you know, and some of it's putbacks.
He plays hard.
Yeah, yeah. He's 6'10", and he's got a nimble, athletic, explosive body, and he's tough to keep off the offensive glass, and he's going to be. So, yeah, he gives Carolina – he's a completely different type of a 6'10 guy from an athleticism standpoint.
Yeah, I agree. Hated to lose Seth Trimble. You know, he'll probably be out 6 to 8 weeks. But it is the deepest position they have. They've got – and I love Seth Trimble.
He brings you some toughness, though. Trimble brings you some toughness at 6'5 or whatever
he is. Yeah, so it's – but it's a really good team, and I was happy the way they performed. I love the kid from Colorado State, Kyan Evans, because he can shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm like you, Walt. I love shooters. I love shooters. You know, so should be a fun season in the conference. The ACC early on is really stepping up. Thought the Virginia Tech win was big against Providence. And, you know, so listen, we'll see how it goes. I think, you know, for Clemson, big game at Georgetown. I think that's going to tell us a lot because I think that is a really, really solid Georgetown team.
Yeah, see,
Clemson gets an early test.
Look, I'm not of the opinion that game's going to tell us a lot because I think it's going to take 11, 12 games to start to figure Clemson out. So I'm not really worried about that game. I mean, if Clemson plays well and, you know, and dares to win, great. If they lose by 20, I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me. This early season game with a team that has a ton of new pieces, I'm not at all worried about what Clemson is right now. I'm worried about what they'll be in the second half of the year. And I think Clemson has a lot of answers. I just want to see how the pieces come together and develop and the roles get defined. But I'm not expecting miracles. I'm not looking at these first two games and seeing Clemson win by 40 and 50 and saying, now they got to beat Georgetown. That's not where I'm at.
No, you and I have always agreed with this. I believe November, December in basketball is to challenge your team, figure it out, find your depth, get the pieces. Then you go into conference play. But I think, really, you know what you got. Starting in February, I think all teams should know who they are by February. So, look, what I'm like,
but I think each team's a little different.
The games are to play,
right? And I think I think each team's a little different. For this Clemson team, basically has nothing but new pieces. You know, now some of them are experienced players that came from other places, but you still have to blend them all together and figure out the roles and everything else. And
I agree.
So I'm not, you know, like I've got a bunch of people right now who you know are true believers who are basically saying, you know, Walt, you know, tell us it's great, tell us this team is, and they're saying, you know, look, I've been incredibly impressed these first two games. Again, those first two games mean nothing as far as playing Georgetown is concerned. You know, they don't.
I agree with you, Walt. I agree with you 100%. We, you know, downtown Trimble, we got five new players. All five of them come from different schools and are different players. It's going to take time for a lot of these teams. The portal era in basketball is you got to take time to figure it out. You also got to take time to work in chemistry, rotations. These games are fun. They're challenging. I just hope the ACC can step up and get the quad one wins and have a stronger season.
You know what else you got to figure out, Zeke? You got to figure out the gambling element, which is just saturating college basketball right now and is the scariest specter of all. I mean, that baseball story in Cleveland got uglier and uglier over the weekend, and I have posted this on social media like a couple times. I've said, do you believe in the results? I'm not sure I do. I'm like questioning all of it. And what's happening in basketball is unbelievably frightening. And the potential numbers that we're talking about and the potential involvements we're talking about. I mean, if you can't trust the result of sports, then you have an enormous problem. And college basketball and to a lesser extent, the NBA, and I think all of collegiate sports is facing that challenge right now. And I don't think there are any good answers. And this is a prop bet thing. This is players through proxies being able to bet against themselves and their own numbers. That's an incredibly dangerous element. And I don't know what that means for our future. It's not good.
I agree. I understand. One last thing. Tomorrow night, if you get a chance, we do have an early season, but I think it could be a really big time game in college basketball. I think that Kentucky-Louisville game has a chance to be special tomorrow night, Walt. Yeah. So that's a good one to watch. As always, thanks for the call and have a good day,
Thank you, Zeke. Good speaking with you as always. Jason in Columbia, thank you for hanging in, Jason. Jason, Stanford, and Robert, three excellent callers coming your way as soon as we get back. But before we do that, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty foundation specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. You call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Quick break.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Doormasters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Doormasters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 5.99% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends July 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13% to 17.9% will apply. See website for details.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular cash pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6759. That's 800-575-6759. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Waltip Tulip Roadway. So if you missed this over the weekend with everything else that was going on, Jeff Passan tweeted this. And we've heard about this story, you know, months and months ago, but we have more details. This was, I don't know if this was Saturday or Friday, whenever it was, November 9th. So that would be yesterday. Breaking. Cleveland Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz have been indicted by prosecutors in Brooklyn on a host of charges related to a scheme to rig bets on pitches thrown in Major League Baseball games. Ortiz was arrested in Boston earlier today. Clase is not currently in custody. So he's elsewhere, but clearly they are attempting to put him in custody. You're talking about federal authorities who are putting Major League Baseball players into custody. This is not a good thing. Very, very bad, but good that they're caught and they
have jail.
Hopefully big time jail. But you know, you said during the break, Ramona Watt.
Oh, I said I don't understand why somebody would spend all their life aspiring to be a professional football player, professional basketball player, baseball, whatever, and get to that point and then do something like this to ruin their whole career.
Exactly. You are done. Your careers are over.
you have thrown away everything you have ever worked for.
Yeah, your whole life.
Right.
You start when you're a kid.
Exactly. All of your hopes, all of your dreams, everything that you built up, you have pissed it all away because of a gambling fascination.
Yeah.
And again, it's impossible to believe that you needed the money. So why did you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it. And you know, everybody, the average person would kill to be a professional, whatever, football player, basketball player, whatever. If, you know, a lot of them don't make it.
We have enormous credibility issues right now in the world of sports.
And that's a scary thing because, like you say, how do you trust any score?
Well, exactly. And the closer you move to that, as you lose credibility, then you're no longer a sport. You're fake wrestling. That's what you are. And we're approaching that, particularly from a collegiate basketball standpoint, where that's the worst that we know of as of right now. And it seems to be expanding on a daily basis, involving more players and more teams. And again, this is related to prop bets. That's what we're talking about. This is why we are so far evolved from where we once were. This has always been a degree of this has always been a problem in athletics, but the prop bet era has changed the entire stakes because you're not talking about players throwing games per se, although they have the same effect. What you're talking about is you've created a world where players, through proxies, can bet on themselves to fail. And so they remove themselves from games, they feign injury, or they intentionally miss shots. They're not worried necessarily about their team outcome, although by playing poorly or taking themselves out, they are affecting that. They are.
Yeah, they're affecting the win and the loss.
Right, they're still throwing games, but that's not how they're looking at it. They're looking at it like, well, my number is 9 points, so I've just got to be under 9 points, and I can collect. I go get my girlfriend or somebody I know and let them in on it too, and that's what's happening, and it's not good. Jason in Columbia, Stanford in Troy, and Robert in Georgia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you, as always.
Hey, well, boy, you're talking about making money betting on yourself to fail. Man, Mike Norvell, forget the buyout. He just needs to, you know, do some betting. He could have made a lot of money down there in Tallahassee. At some point, Walt, I mean, I guess you are right. Like, there were ultimately, like, plays that...
Hold on a second, Ramona. Where's this soccer game? The soccer game is being played in, like, a foot of snow. Where's this?
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Since Ottawa.
Wow, how about that? Soccer in the snow. All right, sorry, Jason.
Yeah, no, I saw that clip, too. That was amazing. You're right. I mean, earlier when I said that I didn't feel like Florida State, I think at some point my mind just clicked into what you had said last week, that I have to remember that both these teams are bad.
Right.
And it just seemed like Florida State was more determined to be worse.
Because,
I mean, we busted, like we talked about. I mean, we had some horrible bust, and then they just could not make plays off of the bust, which feels like that's the first time all year that's happened to Clemson. Someone else actually played worse when we tried to hand it to
them. That's right. And they refused to run the ball. Tom Allen scared them. Tom Allen scared them, and they said, okay, well, we won't run anymore, Tom.
Well, you know, even scared Adazio. Did you hear Adazio in the booth going, oh, man, they're not going to really go with cover zero here, are they? He said that a couple of times. And I guess Malzahn must have been thinking the same thing. He and Castellanos had no idea if we were really going to do it or faking. And, you know, I actually used, like, your argument, because I keep seeing stuff online on some of the Clemson websites where they're, oh, South Carolina's going to kill us. I mean, we got weeks to talk about that. But my main point
is they're not good. I mean,
South Carolina has
scored, it's something like 52 points in their last four games. So they can't score. I mean, now their defense, I think, has played pretty well of late, but they can't score.
Yeah. Well, and the point I made is I said, listen, guys, everything that you just saw Florida State do, miss airmail wide open passes, drop passes, not run the ball, give up six sacks. I said, that's what South Carolina has done all season long,
game
to game.
That's true.
So, and I'm not calling for that game. We got weeks to discuss that. I was just happy to get a win over Florida State. I mean, I consider them a bitter rival, even though we've won nine out of the last 10.
And when you're struggling, Jason, any win's a good win. When you're struggling, any win's a good win. And this team needed a win.
Exactly.
I mean, you were talking about setting historical marks for ineptitude had this team lost that game. So
losing at home. Yeah. I mean, just
that going back to 1915 or something.
Yeah, it seems like Mike Norvell. I mean, there have been multiple times in his career there where they've got him on the sideline and he just looks dazed and confused.
He
it's like he knows the Axeman is coming, but Florida State might be in such bad position financially. I mean, I've heard some of their like insiders saying that they don't know if he's going to be canned or not.
If he somehow eked out
7 wins, they might keep him.
Oh, I think they will because they just don't have the money. I don't even know how many coaches they're still paying, but I don't think they have the financial wherewithal right now to be able to say goodbye to him. Now, you know how that works, Jason. Look, if you're having this kind of conversation, then you really have to fire him because you may think you don't have the financial ability to pay, to part from him, but trust me, the damage you will do to your program will be far more expensive to you moving forward. So, Jason, he has this look on his face on the sideline like he's just seen a flying saucer.
Yes. it reminds me a little bit. You remember how Tommy Bowden used to get so upset looking on the sideline? Like he didn't want to, like that was the last place on the planet he wanted to be.
Oh yeah.
And he used to say that Saturdays were the worst part of his job because he was so nervous about the game. And that's how Norvell strikes me too. Yeah. But I tell you what, like you said, it was just good to get a win in Death Valley. I thought the environment was great. The crowd was great. And obviously, man, maybe Tom Allen might have been the only person that wasn't happy to see Brent Venables there on the sideline. But, I mean, that definitely
I wondered about that a little bit. I wondered about that element a little bit. I was curious about that.
Yeah, it was wonderful seeing him there. So, but all in all, hey man, a win is a win. And if you get a chance, I'm curious, what did you think about when they took Tink Kelly out and let Gibson get in there in the game? And you know, I didn't mind him actually getting in the face of that Florida State guy. No. I think we need a little bit more chippiness this season.
Agreed. Yep, 100% agreed. Good talking to you as always, Jason. Thank you. Well done. Let me get to Stanford and then Robert. Stanford, how are you, Stanford? Good to have you.
I'm all right. How are you today?
Good, Stanford. You usually call at the beginning of the show. Stanford, it's good to have you in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I've been busy today.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to hear your thoughts on the Hugh Freeze firing. I'm not very happy about it because I love watching Auburn lose with him, but I want to hear what you had to say.
I think that the people who thought that Hugh Freeze seemed to be mailing it in before the year with all of his golf talk and everything else, I think maybe those people were right. I think that it's sort of a sad ending for what might be an ending for a guy who really was a great football coach at one point. But, you know, maybe he just didn't want to do it anymore. It's hard to say. You know, he's been through some things in his life, almost died apparently at one point. But, I mean, you're still talking about a guy who beat Nick Saban multiple times. And when you have that on your resume, there are only a couple other humans on earth who have that on their resume. So he was capable of doing that at his best, and he was innovative and he was bright. But we just didn't see any of that. I think part of that was he knew he was saddled with a crap quarterback again, Jackson Arnold, and he knew there was no way to win with Jackson Arnold. I think he made the wrong choice, as I wrote on Twitter a week ago or whatever. I think he should have played Daniels because Daniels at least has the capacity to throw the ball. Jackson Arnold simply can't throw, and there's just no way around it. That ship has sailed, and you're not going to win games, close games, and they've been involved in close games. It takes the quarterback position to win those games, and quarterbacks are what that's the position that gets guys fired. I mean, if Auburn had had a decent SEC-level quarterback the last 2 years, they would have been they would have won 18-plus games. I mean, they basically led every game a year ago, but the quarterback position sucked day. And now this year, it's the same thing. I mean, they've been competitive, but they can't win at that position. Now, they got screwed over, too. I mean, screwed over in multiple games. I mean, the league admitted they should have won the Georgia game, that Auburn should have won that game. See, you know, and that's where officiating really comes in because – you know, they fundamentally fired the lead official, the SEC did in that game, with no word on why, but everyone knows why. But he was retiring after this year, so when you suspended him for the year, you fundamentally fired him. You know, in Auburn, so I think Auburn got completely screwed twice, and I think that led to this outcome too. Plus, there was a player issue with a player that apparently players on the team liked, but Ufruz didn't like, and so there was an internal divide there. So there were lots of issues.
Yeah, no, I thought so as well. One of the happy parts about it for me is that my preseason pick, I said Auburn would have 7 losses on the schedule. I know you said they would have 8 wins. So
yeah.
I'm going to lord that over you for just about 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's true. Yep.
Yeah, but about Ken Williamson, I do have a question. So, you know, him getting suspended for that,
yeah.
I saw somebody point out that, you know, that's nice, you know, Dabo Sweeney. Did you know that Ken Williamson was the referee for that game against Ohio State when LSU won that national championship? Do you think there was any influence that he might have had over that game that was similar to that Auburn-Georgia game this year?
Well, look, I can't know that, but this goes back to the gambling thing that we just talked about. I mean, officials are human beings. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that he was involved in any sort of illicit gambling. But it's odd because you don't generally suspend guys for whole seasons. You don't generally suspend a guy who's retiring at the end of the year for a whole season, which, again, is an effective dismissal. It's odd. And since you create in this climate that we have right now with all of these illicit gambling stuff going on, you create more questions by not being forthcoming about the actual specific reasons for the dismissal. You're not doing yourself favors, and you're not doing him favors. You're just fueling idle speculation. I have no idea whether what the truth is about that situation and that game. I mean, Bobby Knight years ago warned about officials betting on games. Again, I'm not saying that he did that, but I'm saying that the calls in that game and the actions by that officiating crew were reprehensible, and obviously the league saw that, and so they took an action that is generally not taken, and they took it without any guidance as to why, public guidance as to why they took it. They just left us to speculate, and again, that just raises more questions.
So do you think the suspension of Williamson, do you think that leads to some sort of investigation of the SEC at large or any other conferences for gambling stuff?
I think that it would lead me to think that an investigation is called for because, the SEC was not forthcoming on the specific reasons for the decision that they made. That is not a normal decision. It's not a normal decision to suspend a lead official for a season. It's just not normally done, especially, as I said, when it's the guy's last year, as the belief was with Williamson. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, Stanford. It's a legitimate question, but I think because of the way the SEC handled it, it sort of demands outside eyes look at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. And the last question before I leave, what is your forecast for the rest of the Patriots season after that huge win yesterday?
Well, I mean, look, the Patriots are 2 games up on the Bills now, and you're getting good quarterback play, but it's really the Patriots' defense that people are missing. I mean, it's been the best run defense in the NFL. They've been elite. They shut down Baker Mayfield on that last drive where the game was still in the balance. They shut him down. They stopped the third and fourth down plays. And I think that defense has been really terrific. Rabel's done a tremendous job. They play physical. They stop the run. You know, again, one of the stats I was pointing to a week or two ago was that the Patriots were among the league leaders
maybe first in yards per carry allowed rushing, and the Buffalo Bills were dead last. They were averaging, allowing 5.75 yards per carry, which you just can't win that way. So the rest of that division sucks, and the Patriots have taken advantage. And so I don't see any reason to think that they're not going to continue winning because, again, they've got a young quarterback playing well, and they have a defense that's really playing well.
And they beat the Chiefs, though.
But the Chiefs are not very good. I mean, the Chiefs can't decide from week to week whether they're a real team or not. So the Chiefs.
But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, the Chiefs are not unbeatable.
I still got the Chiefs winning the playoffs.
Well, we'll see. Hey, you know what, Stanford? We don't know that the Chiefs are even going to be in the playoffs. Robert in Georgia. Robert, you'll be up first as soon as we get back.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Walt Tiptula Road Race, you know, so I see this trending on Twitter today, and it's Sengun of Houston, and he's about, I don't know, is he 6'11", 6'10", whatever. He's being guarded by Victor Wembanyama, Arona. He's just taking him to school. He's just
really?
The great.
I thought he was learning some of that.
Oh yeah, Victor Wembanyama, the greatest defensive player in the league, and all this stuff, all this nonsense that people keep trying to invent, and he keeps being dominated physically. Sengun dominated him on the low block, and Victor has really experienced some problems recently. Now his team actually went on to win that game, but. If you just check out the video, you'll see. And the guy who posted it originally about, can you imagine what Shaquille O'Neal or an Akeem Olajuwon would have done to Victor Wembanyama? It's exactly right. I mean, again, we saw Joel Embiid score 75 on him or whatever it was. I mean, he's a decent off-ball shot blocker. On ball, he can't really guard anybody. And yet people want to make a case and act like he's Wilt friggin' Chamberlain. He's not in his universe, never will be. And again, Sengun is a hell of a player. I mean, Sengun, you talk about a guy who just gets better and better and better. There's another video, I think I retweeted, of him bringing the ball up the court against Giannis. Giannis is pressuring him full court, and Sengun not only brings the ball up the court, he winds up driving the ball to the rim and scoring. I mean, he's that talented. Thank you, Texter. I appreciate your contributions. I appreciate that. Well done. Texter said Wemby is the GOAT. He's a GOAT, all right, in the old meaning of it. Because he's not in the universe, and he's never going to be. I mean, he's a good player. He has talent, but he has lots of issues. Yeah. And you know, and again, we say these ridiculous things about him, like you know, man, he's such a great ball handler. Well, that's great. I don't want my 7'5" guy handling the ball. I actually would like him to play like a big at times. I don't mind the three-pointers, but like last Christmas Day, because he knew he was on TV, he took 16 three-pointers in one game, and he clanked basically all of them. You know, so yeah. Robert, how are you, Robert? Texas said Sengun. Texas said Sengun is baby Joker. He sort of is. He really is, and he just gets better and better. Like every time he takes the court, he's becoming a more and more dominant player. I mean, he you want an exciting player in this league. I think Sengun is one of those guys. Yep.
Yeah, if Wembanyama was ever going to be a GOAT, he would have shown it by now.
Yeah. I mean, again, he has talent.
He might get better.
Yeah, he's going to get better.
He might get better.
He's going to get better, and hopefully he gets stronger. I mean, I'd like to see him fulfill his potential and go on to be a historical great. I just think he has a long way to go to get there.
Yeah, yeah. Walt, regarding Clemson's game, like you said, It is what it is. There was a couple of things I was excited about, but it still, you know, is not very good football. But I was excited to see Antonio Williams, you know, display his dog. I think he's the only dog on this team. TJ Moore looked like he was, you know, had a little dog in him. I like that. The defense, even though it was ragged and mistake prone, and Florida State probably should have won that game, they played with more exuberance than I think I've seen them play with in years.
I think there was good effort. I think you saw some symbolic things too in that regard. And again, I think it goes back to, quite frankly, Tom Allen being on the field. You know, I think it was a mistake.
That's my whole deal. That's what I was going to say. That was going to be my point, Walt. Tom Allen's been on the field for quite a few games now,
and I think it's gotten better and better.
Did it have anything to do with Brett Venables being there?
No, I don't think so. I think it's gotten better. For the most part, at least the effort level has gotten better, because I think early on there were some effort related issues. I don't think we've seen a lot of effort. We may have seen bad defense and coverage bust. I don't think we've seen too many effort related issues since Tom Allen went to the field.
Okay, let me ask you a question: is there a difference between effort and exuberance? I think there is. I think that team played with some exuberance, some excitement. They just look like a different team, more aggressive. I don't know if that's because the defense was being called differently. I mean, it was almost like this team on defense has been playing with one hand behind its back, and all of a sudden it got turned loose Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Robert, there are just so many elements I think we need to be careful about. Like, I think people are extrapolating this out to things that might be well beyond what we actually saw. You know, I had a caller earlier who said, you know, he thinks Clemson could play with any top 10 team now. I don't think Clemson could play with any top 10 team.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that.
Joey,
he was out there.
Not
a great team in college football.
Well, again, look, I thought Joey also raised some really good points. This was not meant as a criticism of Joey. Honestly, I didn't remember who it was until you just said that. But the reality to me is that I think you also just have to consider the level of the opponent in terms of evaluating the accomplishment, like I just did with Clemson basketball too. I think that's just the reality. And Florida State's just not very good. I mean, I have issues
they're
with Louisville with Moss at quarterback, but Louisville's a much better team. And so we're to find out whether this game meant something. You know, I think a lot of people jumped to the conclusion that UNC and BC meant something, then found out they didn't. So I think we're to find out whether this game meant something on Friday night.
Well, I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to move on. Louisville has a much better offensive coordinator than Florida State does.
Way better. I mean, they're way better coach.
Absolutely.
They have an albatross at quarterback in Moss, who they make the best of. They put lipstick on that pig, which I said before the year. I hate him. I mean, I don't hate him personally. I said before the year, I just don't understand it. I don't understand how you went out in the portal and landed this guy. And the answer is, the guy played one good game in his life, and he played it against Jeff Rom in a bowl game.
Yeah, exactly. Walt, this goes out to all of the texters who said, Robert, quit talking so much about Indiana this year. They ain't going to do nothing. Listen. Is this not the most exciting football team that we have seen since maybe LSU of 2019?
I don't know. I mean, I think they've been really pretty boring all year. They've destroyed everybody that's been put in their path all season long, so there's not been much excitement.
But it's been exciting the way they've done it.
Well, I think it was exciting on Saturday because they got completely outplayed in the second half and looked like they were on their way to defeat, and yet Mendoza...
Yeah, and I was scared of that.
Yeah, and Mendoza...
Brought it up.
Well, I mean, I expected a good game. I thought you'd get Penn State... Penn State has had a lost season, all right? But I thought the last thing they had on their target list was this. This was their one chance to sort of save their season. I thought you'd get their best effort, and you did. I mean, they look like the better team. They, for the first time all season, even the Oregon game, this was the first time all season they actually played up to the level of their talent. And they looked truly looked elite in this game. And Indiana had to find a way to overcome all of that and you know, defy all that momentum that Penn State had from controlling the second half of that game and find a way to put one drive together against a lot of pressure. And Mendoza delivered some balls that were just unbelievable. You know,
he did.
He made a third in see if you remember this. This might have been third quarter. I don't remember exactly. I think third quarter maybe. They're facing like a third and 12. And Mendoza is hit as he's thrown. I'm thinking this ball is going to be picked off or something. And the target is Becker, who, by the way, stepped in for Surratt and played tremendous football. So there really wasn't a drop-off in that one-game situation. Becker, at 6'4", had 118 receiving yards. So he targets Becker, but, you know, he's hit as he throws. How he maintains the ball and actually is able to get it out, I don't know. How the ball gets anywhere near Becker, I don't know. And then how Becker makes that catch, I don't know either. So it was one of the most incredible third and 12 pass catch combos you're ever going to see. And then, of course, it was topped at the end by the Mendoza pass to Cooper, which is, I just think, is going to be legendary.
There's some magic there that will take a team a long way. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, one last thing.
Quick.
Take it off the air. Well, Lenore Sellers to Miami. I know you've seen the rumors. They got the money to keep him out of the NFL and keep him in college.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for getting me.
Well, they're going to have another chance for a portal quarterback there. Could it be him? Maybe. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Everyone knows.